On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Israel is shutting down the offices in Israel of the Al Jazeera News Network, accusing it of being a mouthpiece for Hamas during the war in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the network based in Qatar calls the move slanderous and deceptive.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his cabinet voted unanimously to shut down what he calls an incitement channel. Al Jazeera says Israel is withdrawing accreditations of its journalists and blocking its websites in Israel. The Foreign Press Association says with this decision, Israel joins a, quote, dubious club of authoritarian governments to ban the station. The group, which represents foreign media in the Middle East, warns that the Israeli government may not be done. A law passed by the Israeli parliament in April allows the government to ban news organizations that are seen to be harming national security. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
In Houston, hundreds have been rescued from floodwaters as heavy rains continue throughout the region. Houston Public Media's Lucio Vasquez has more.
Officials say the flooding had been catastrophic and has only gotten worse over the weekend. Harris County authorities say that as of Sunday afternoon, they've rescued more than 200 people and more than 150 pets. Thousands are still without power throughout the Houston area. Just north of Houston, an evacuation order has been in effect since Friday. The rain is expected to continue throughout the day. Meteorologists say the rain should ease up by Monday, but river flooding is still a concern. For NPR News, I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
In the U.S. right now, it's very hard to find a new electric vehicle for less than $30,000. In China, on the other hand, there are tons of options at that price or much less, but they're not for sale in the U.S. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports the federal government has several reasons to keep those vehicles off the market.
Tariffs imposed by former President Trump and continued by President Biden have kept cheap Chinese EVs off the market so far. One concern is national security. The Commerce Department is currently investigating if Chinese-made cars could spy on Americans. Then, of course, there's economics. There are some valid reasons Chinese EVs are cheap, but also some unfair reasons, like abusive labor practices and extreme subsidies. If sold in the U.S., these cheap cars could upend the auto market, hurting manufacturing jobs. And that helps explain the politics of these trade barriers, which have bipartisan support. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump returns to a Manhattan courtroom tomorrow for the third week of testimony in his criminal hush money trial. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The book cover art that introduced readers across the world to Harry Potter is heading to the auction block in New York. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports it's expected to break records.
In a statement shared with NPR, Sotheby's said British artist Thomas Taylor's 1997 watercolour painting depicting a young Harry Potter boarding the train to Hogwarts could fetch up to $600,000, a record estimate for any Harry Potter-related material ever offered at auction. Taylor was 23 when Bloomsbury commissioned the illustration. In a 2022 interview with the J.K. Rowling online fan community, the Rowling Library, the artist said for years he felt critical of this early effort and tried to distance himself from it.
But it's only now, I think, with lots of time going by, that I really appreciate it and I enjoy the connection, and it's a positive thing again.
The illustration was first auctioned in 2001 when it fetched nearly $90,000. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
And Sotheby's June 26 sale of the illustration for the first edition of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is expected again to break records. French bakers today reclaimed bragging rights in the race for the world's longest baguette, beating rival Italy. At an event for confection and pastry chefs in the Paris suburb of Sorrens, 12 French bakers cooked the world's longest baguette, coming in at 461 feet and approved by a Guinness World Records judge. Now, that's about 235 times longer than a traditional baguette. And that let them reclaim a record for one of France's best-known emblems. You're listening to NPR News.
Ah, the satisfying sounds of more sales in your business. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. But you shouldn't have to pay more to scale your business. With Stamps.com, you can import orders from wherever you sell online, find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times, and instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers and stock up on supplies. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.